Hello, pranams, a warm welcome to you all. It is a joy to be with you today as we honor the International Day of Yoga. And what better way to honor this special event than to talk about yoga, the essence of yoga, what yoga truly is, and especially to join together for a period of guided meditation. My name is Brother Tyagananda, and I'm speaking to you from the main ashram center of Self-Realization Fellowship, the spiritual society founded by Paramahansa Yogananda. As you may know, Paramahansa Yogananda was one of the first spiritual masters to come to the West to spread the ancient science of yoga. And he was among the very first Hindu teachers of yoga who spent the major portion of his life here in this country, in the United States. And throughout his life, he taught yoga and meditation to thousands and thousands, possibly millions of men and women. And so he has been called the father of yoga in the West. And when Paramahansaji, as we call him, arrived in Boston in 1920, very, very few people had ever heard about yoga, and even fewer knew enough to practice it. But since then, so many people have become acquainted with the ancient disciplines and the very practical methods to achieve greater states of health in body and mind. And according to recent statistics, now when it comes to practicing the basic physical postures of Hatha Yoga and the various breathing exercises that are conducive to a state of greater health in body and mind, recent statistics indicate that up to 300 million people have become practitioners of yoga worldwide. And among these, up to 200 million actually now engage in a daily practice of meditation. Different people come to yoga for different reasons, just to feel better, to attain a greater health. But those of us who have been meditating, practicing yoga meditation now for a number of years, we know that the benefits are very deep and they go beyond a state of greater health. We feel that as we practice yoga meditation, we become acquainted with that spiritual consciousness within us. There is a reawakening of our soul, and something very beautiful, very special, very attractive begins to manifest within us as we engage into a daily, regular practice of yoga meditation. When I ask some of the men and women, students who come to our temples and meditation centers to join us for our meditations and programs, when I ask, what has drawn you here? Why do you want to meditate? Invariably, in a slightly different way, they all express their thoughts in a very similar way. They say, I want to feel calmer. I want to become more centered within. I want to be more aware. I want to live a more conscious life. And quite a few of them, an increasingly higher number of them, they actually express their longing to get in tune again with their hearts and with their souls. They say, I want to know who I really am. I want to rediscover my spirituality. And when they ask me, can yoga meditation help me with that? I smile and usually say, most definitely, it has helped me. It has helped me moving in that direction. It is a gradual process, but it really helps us. And on these occasions, I enjoy sharing with our newcomers a passage from the writings of our guru founder, Paramahansa Yogananda. You will find it in one of his books. It is his own interpretation of the Bhagavad Gita, the ancient text from India, where the science of yoga is expressed and described. And Paramahansa Yogananda there gives a beautiful, insightful definition of what yoga meditation truly is. Let me read to you his words. Yoga meditation is the process of cultivating and stabilizing the awareness of one's real nature. Aren't these words beautiful? That's what we are talking about. Cultivating, reawakening, reconnecting with who we truly are, what we truly are, the awareness of our real nature. How? And this is the science of yoga. How? Yogananda Ji goes on explaining, through definite spiritual and psychophysical methods and laws, by which the narrow ego, the flawed hereditary human consciousness, is displaced by the consciousness of the soul. Now, they seem big words, and when we read them the first time, when we hear them the first time, I too was taken aback for a moment. But as we practice these yoga methods, these psychophysical methods, what does it mean? We utilize the body as an instrument and the mind. We discipline and focus the mind so that we can reawaken that spiritual consciousness within us. And then this idea of becoming aware of a real nature inside, moving away from the ego, this flawed human consciousness that makes us think that we are just this bundle of flesh and bones, this weak physical body, this restless mind. We are much more. We are what is behind the body and the mind. And so this is exactly what I myself as a teenager wanted to experience, as possibly many of you growing up in a traditional Western religion, Christian religion, and then studying with the Western approach to philosophy, psychology, and religion. I had become quite disillusioned, quite dissatisfied about what I was reading and hearing about. I wanted to experience, what is the soul really? How does it relate to spirit, to God? Is there an actual way to reconnect our soul with the divine? And those of us who have been studying the teachings of a self-realized master like Paramahansa Yogananda, we know that the ancient science of yoga actually offers us these very specific practical methods so that we learn gradually to calm the body, to quiet the mind, to focus our attention within, and so that naturally, there is that spiritual awakening. We get in tune again with our soul. Over the years, we have received many beautiful testimonials from young men and women, and men and women of all ages who have taken up the study of the Lessons of Self-Realization Fellowship, a home study course where anyone, wherever he or she is, can actually study and learn and practice the yoga meditation techniques that help us to have that experience of becoming aware again of our soul and reconnecting with the spirit. And so one beautiful testimonial that I received some time ago is from a young woman who had just started practicing the Self-Realization Fellowship yoga meditation techniques. So beautifully, she wrote, "When I meditate, the body becomes calm. The mind quiets down. The attention is focused within. And it feels like my soul awakens inside. Through meditation, I feel I can be in touch with the soul. And the soul feels like it's expanding to reconnect with the vaster, infinite consciousness within me, around me, everywhere. The infinite spirit becomes real to me as I meditate. I don't see it, I can't see it, but I feel it." So aren't these words beautiful? That as we apply ourselves to the best of our ability, inevitably, invariably, we all can have that experience, that spiritual perception. And that is what our Guru founder, Paramahansa Yogananda, came to teach. Very practical methods that can help us to prepare, to receive, to have that experience. In one of his lectures on yoga, the science of yoga, that he gave in this country in 1944, he gave very succinct but very definite definition of what yoga truly is, and I'd like to share it with you. He said, "Yoga is a system of scientific methods for reuniting the soul with the spirit." And you may wonder, well, but what happened? How did we get separated from God, from spirit? Well, Yoganandaji goes on to explain, we have come down from God, spirit, and we must reascend to Him. We have seemingly become separated from our Father, and we must consciously reunite with Him. How? That's where the yoga science helps us. Yoga teaches us how to rise above the delusion of separation and realize our oneness with God. Have you ever felt, you too, that possibly in some way we lost something that was our own, that made us feel the way we truly were supposed to be and live? We have lost something very precious. And some of us may remember from our years in high school, studying English literature, possibly hearing about this poem by the English author John Milton, Paradise Lost. In some of his lectures, Yoganandaji did refer to it. He once said, the poet Milton wrote of the soul of man and how it might regain paradise. That is the purpose and goal of yoga, to regain the lost paradise of soul consciousness, by which man knows that he is and ever has been one with spirit. So that is what we truly lost, and we feel it inside, right? That silent small voice within tells us there is something so much more beautiful and precious that we can have and experience in this human life. And when we talk of this lost paradise of soul consciousness, now in specifically, practically, how do we retrieve it? Through the practice, through the daily practice of yoga, meditation, gradually, we begin to experience it within. As you realize, it's not a physical place, it's a state of consciousness. It manifests to us how? With this profound, deep calmness, a sense of deep peace. And then as we go deeper, we experience that sense of expansion. We become aware again of our soul, of our spiritual consciousness within, and then in deeper states and in higher states of spiritual consciousness, there is that pure love, divine love awakening deep in our hearts, which gives us that sense of pure joy. And that is what you and I, all of us want, right? That's why we are here. That's why we feel that through yoga meditation, we can regain that lost paradise of soul consciousness. I'd like to give you now this illustration that we'll be utilizing as we meditate together. It is a concept that has been widely used by the great masters from the Eastern tradition, Eastern spirituality, and our own guru founder, Paramahansaji, would often refer to it. He would say, think of the divine, the infinite spirit, cosmic consciousness, divine mother, as you prefer, as a vast ocean, a sea of pure light, pure energy. That's the ocean of cosmic consciousness. And you and I, all of us, as individualized souls, are like waves. And because of this delusion of the ego and separation, from the cosmic consciousness. Now we only think that we are this little body and we are this little limited mind. But through yoga, first we become aware again that we are not what is floating on the surface of these waves, something deeper. We are the actual wave, and we realize, we feel, we experience that just beneath the wave of our consciousness is the ocean of the infinite spirit, the cosmic consciousness. Paramahansa Ji said, as the wave's home is in the ocean bosom, so our home is in the bosom of spirit. It gives us also a sense of the relationship, the personal, intimate relationship that we as souls can regain, rediscover, reestablish between our souls and the infinite. And so it becomes then very personal, very attractive, very intimate. On another occasion, the Master Paramahansa explained, our little minds are part of the omnipotent mind of God. Beneath the wave of our consciousness is the infinite ocean of His consciousness. And so now we're going to try to experience together, in a period of guided yoga meditation. And so we begin by sitting in the proper, correct meditation posture, with the spine erect, straight. Pull the abdomen slightly in, the chest slightly out. To begin, pull the shoulder blades slightly together, but then relax. Relaxation is very important. A relaxed body brings us to have a relaxed, calm mind. And that is what we want to have in yoga meditation. The feet generally are flat on the floor, the chin parallel to the ground, the hands with the palms turned upward are placed on the thighs, generally close to the point where our thighs join the abdomen, or wherever it is most comfortable for you. Once we have assumed the correct meditation posture, we should be able to sit comfortably and yet relaxed for a certain period of time so that we can avoid any physical movement. And then we pay attention to our gaze. And so with me now, close your eyelids and lift your eyes, your gaze, to focus it gently at the point between the eyebrows, in the middle of the forehead. That is the seat of spiritual consciousness. It is also called the third eye or the Christ consciousness center. It serves as a center of concentration and spiritual awareness for us as we meditate. So without straining, without tensing, sitting completely relaxed, try to maintain a steadily focused gaze at the point between the eyebrows, in the middle of the forehead. Now for just a few moments, let us enjoy the sense of peace and calmness that already comes when we assume the correct meditation posture and quietly focus our gaze within. Quietly listen to and reflect upon these words of Paramahansa Yogananda, beautiful description of how the yogi feels as he or she begins the meditation. Yoganandaji explained, as a first step toward entering the kingdom of God, the devotee should sit still in the correct meditation posture with erect spine and then tense and relax the body. For by relaxation, the consciousness is released from the muscles. And this is what we are going to do together in a few moments. Two specific breathing exercises to help us enter into a state of physical and mental stillness, which then leads us to a state of deeper meditation. Paramhansaji explains, the yogi begins with proper deep breathing, inhaling and tensing the whole body, exhaling and relaxing several times. With each exhalation, all muscular tension and motion should be cast away until a state of bodily stillness is attained. Then, by concentration techniques, restless motion is removed from the mind. And so this is what we're going to practice together now. So, the first breathing exercise, let me explain it to you briefly, especially for any of you who are beginning the first time to meditate with us. So in this first breathing exercise, we begin by expelling the breath completely through the mouth in a double exhalation. The sound is made by the air, not by the voice. Then we begin by inhaling deeply, and as we inhale, we tense the whole body. At the top of the inhalation, we hold the breath, we maintain momentarily the tension, and then we relax completely the body and we expel the breath with a double exhalation. And so we'll be practicing together a few times. Please exhale through the mouth with a double exhalation. Let us inhale deeply. Gradually tense the whole body. Now hold the breath, maintain the tension. Expel the breath with double exhalation. Release the tension completely. At the end of the exhalation, pause momentarily, a moment. You will see how these simple breathing exercises are so effective in quieting the body, calming the mind, and helping us to go within. One more time, let us inhale deeply, tense the whole body, hold the tension, hold the breath, double exhalation, pause, feel. One more time. Double inhalation deeply. Hold the breath, hold the tension. Expel the breath. Let us pause for a few moments in silence. Now practicing the second specific breathing exercise. In this exercise, no tension whatsoever. We remain completely relaxed in the stable meditation posture. So how do we do it? Let me explain it to you and then we will be practicing it. We simply Inhale deeply, slowly, for a count of 10. It's not seconds, it's approximately about half a second. We hold for the same amount, quietly retaining the breath, and then we slowly, calmly exhale for the same count. So let us begin. Slowly, calmly, deeply inhale. Hold the breath. Exhale, calmly, slowly. Inhale slowly, deeply through the nostrils. Hold the breath. Exhale slowly, calmly through the mouth. One more time, slowly, deeply inhale. Hold the breath. And calmly, slowly exhale through the mouth. From this moment, we do not regulate the breathing any longer. Just let it flow in and out in a natural way of its own accord. Just for a few moments, let's pay attention to the natural flow of the breath coming in and the breath flowing out. Quietly, calmly observe your own breathing while enjoying the state of peace, increasing calmness, the feeling of complete relaxation in body and mind. As we go within, where our soul expresses itself, we concentrate on the thought of peace and deep stillness. Remaining completely interiorized, quietly listen to these words of Paramahansaji. He so beautifully expresses what the yogi experiences as he or she goes deeper and deeper into meditation. Paramahansaji explained, "In perfect stillness of body and mind, the yogi enjoys the ineffable peace of the presence of the soul. In the body, life is templed. In the mind, light is templed. In the soul, peace is templed. The deeper one goes into the soul, the more that peace is felt. So for a few moments, while holding our attention at the spiritual eye, let us absorb ourselves deeper and deeper into that state of peace, the peace of our souls. And we are now going to add another element to our meditation, and that is an affirmation. In our tradition, Paramahansa Yogananda has given us various yoga methods, and we have already practiced some of them. And affirmation and visualization also are very effective tools that we can utilize to go deeper in meditation, keeping our mind focused within. Now please repeat aloud after me these words. We'll be repeating just a few times, first aloud, then in softer tones, and then we can continue for a few times mentally on our own. Beneath the wave of my consciousness is the ocean of the Infinite Spirit. God is the ocean, I am the wave, we are one. Beneath the wave of my mind is the ocean of cosmic consciousness. Beneath the wave of my mind is the ocean of cosmic consciousness. Beneath the wave of my consciousness is the ocean of the Infinite Spirit. Beneath the wave of my consciousness is the ocean of the Infinite Spirit. God is the ocean, I am the wave, we are one. God is the ocean, I am the wave, we are one. For a few moments, silently, mentally, go on repeating these last few phrases of the affirmation. God is the ocean, I am the wave. We are one. As we meditate, particularly when we practice the various yoga meditation techniques and also affirmations, we maintain the gaze, as explained before, focused at the spiritual eye, at the point between the eyebrows in the middle of the forehead. But there are also other times, especially as we go deeper into meditation and possibly utilize some forms of visualizations, as we'll be doing right now. That's when we can also concentrate at the heart center, the center of feeling and spiritual perception, located at the height of the physical heart. As we continue our meditation, I'd like to share with you these words by Paramahansa Yogananda when he himself guided his students in a period of meditation. And so here he gives these simple practical instructions on visualizing the pure divine love already present in our own souls and hearts and expanding it. Concentrate on the region of the heart and feel great love coming into it. Visualize that love, north, east, south, west, all space is filled with love. The great reservoir of love is right here, within your soul, and surrounding you in every direction. But you have never tasted of its silent depths. The heart is the door through which that love will flow. Concentrate there. Feel the great love of God is flowing through you, consciously filling your body, mind, and soul, and flooding all humanity and all creatures. Now feel you are relaxed, floating on an ocean of love. Your body, mind, thoughts, and feelings are all buoyed in spirit, wafting toward the farthest shores of the universe. Feel that every being is receiving the vibrations of that infinite love that bathes all creation. Love to all nations and races. Love to all creatures. Love to all living things. The love that we feel for all, Father, we lay at thy feet. Almighty Father, the love of friends, the love of those we love comes from thee and belongs to thee, our Father. Teach us to break the boundaries of our human love and feel thy infinite love. Let us now continue silently meditating, absorbing our minds and hearts on this visualization, expanding the love from our hearts to the whole world. And now, as we end our meditation together, let us spend a few minutes silently, mentally, deeply praying for others, for all those in need, and for greater peace and harmony in the whole world. We take that feeling of deep calmness, inner harmony and peace that we may all have experienced to a lesser or greater degree in our hearts and souls. We take the feeling and we offer it with our own personal prayers and invocations. And this concludes our time together today. We hope you enjoyed our presentation on yoga and our guided meditation, a very fitting way to honor the International Day of Yoga. Our best wishes and prayers are with you all as you continue on your own spiritual journey of exploration of yoga and spiritual practices that can help us so much in our own life. And so as we end, I'd like to leave you with these words by our Guru founder, Paramahansa Yogananda. They are so powerful and beautiful, and they have meant so much to me over the years as a very effective reminder, as well as a testimonial of what yoga meditation can do for us, how it can literally transform our consciousness, helping us to become better men, better women, and so to live a better life. Paramahansaji said, "The purpose of this life is to find yourself, know yourself, feel the throb of the ocean of God's presence in your heart. Suppose you are floating in the ocean, rocked on the bosom of its mighty vastness, and when you swim ashore, you still feel the whole ocean surging behind you as you walk onto the beach. This is the way I feel God. Find that power. Feel the ocean of His love behind your consciousness, and you will achieve the greatest success man can attain." Thank you for joining us today. Pranams. May God and the great masters bless us always.